We're gonna write a book about everything. So many things that we can explore. Documented in a series of podcasts.
I'm not sure what we're doing this for.
Flat 29's big book of everything. Burn all the textbooks cause they're obsolete.
Flat 29.
It's our attempt to rewrite history by making podcasts every week.
I'd just like to say here that a formal apology for calling it Pride 28.
Oh!
Straight off, already. I totally got it wrong.
That's a faux pas if ever there was one.
I know. I feel like a champ, a complete champ. But, you know, I think I'm just working on a different clock to everyone else.
Well, you're listening to it in a 28-hour marathon.
I don't know what you lot are listening to, but I'm listening to Pride 28.
So
much better.
It's shorter.
Okay. Now, we had a few people talking in the chat room while we were playing that song about our songs and everything, and we're really glad you like them, obviously. And Daniel Brewer did a nice suggestion. He says, I have a challenge for Flat 29 to make a song in the future with a sing-along chorus that we can record our vocals to and send them to you. Then you'll have a big chorus. I think this is a good idea to make a kind of Pride 48 anthem where we can record a chorus, get everyone to send in a little bit. It's a vocal, maybe a big fatty rap.
Yeah, always worth a go.
Yeah,
okay. It'd be like what we do every week, where we send it to each other to do stuff, but doing it to the whole of Pride 48.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
It's not just ruined; it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I'd just like to say here that a formal apology for
Big Fatty.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 46, 47. BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 2th of December 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish catching you up on what's been going on, Big Fatty. Hello, Gassy's Big Fatty, that's you every day. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you Gassy's today, because y'all, I've got one, two, three. I got four entries into the gas report. Yeah, Big Fatty, let's just get right into it. Dear Gassy, y'all, over the holiday, y'all, that veritable Virgo, you know, he has more technical problems than any person I know. And y'all, he puts out there, he's trying to solve something. Y'all, he might as well be speaking Chinese. But anyway, VV was out and he saw that gas was $3.04 a gallon. But he also noticed, and I don't know if he uses a high test or not, but high test was $4.05 a gallon. Y'all, the Laughing Buddha, you know, he's the number one fan of the BFO and the official spambaster of the BFO. 325 a gallon up there in the St. Paul area. And y'all, Big Fatty filled up Earl Grey for $2.46 a gallon. Big Fatty, you're the winner! Dear Gussie, y'all, that sound can only mean one thing. It's time to open up the next envelope on the official Advent calendar from Wicked. And let's see. Oh, here's the tooth right here, y'all. It looks like a special city. Big Fatty, maybe it's Oz. Maybe it is. But anyway, let's just see what we got inside the tooth envelope. Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, it's little stickers. It's little stickers. It's a, let's see here. What is it? It's a unbreakable bond, and then there's the cowardly lion and some butterflies and Oz, and
the green and the pink witch, and then there's some sort of I guess that's the Wicked Witch's castle. So and then on the back there's the Wicked Witch and the Flying Monkey and Galinda and Dr. Delamond and that green potion and the Baya. You know, the Baya that raised Elphaba. Yes, Wicked Witch, it sounds lovely. So we'll put that in with the pictures for later at the end of the week. And yes, Big Fatty, now move the show forward. Yes, Alex LaClaws playing the happy music for us. Let's see. Y'all, a couple of things that were on my list that I wanted to... first of all, I remembered what the liquor was that was in the sangria. Y'all, it was apple brandy. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Also, on a we did not have Ferrite. At Fatty's, Durwood was out of town, and, we just didn't have it, and so be it. And let's see. And y'all, the last thing, Digga, you know, on Monday of last week, Digga and T. Wiggles went to see the Wizard out there at the Sphere. He thoroughly enjoyed it. And y'all, I think I've mentioned, number one fan of the BFO times two, Bill in St. Louis, who's currently in Flowrider. Y'all, he and his husband and some friends are heading out there. And y'all, they've extended, the Wizard out there in, Lost Wages, through the end of April anyway. It wouldn't surprise me if it went on beyond that. But, let's see, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I, what did I do? A Big Fatty, we don't know. I did a lot of cooking over the weekend. I think I mentioned that. I made cheese cookeries, I made the nuts and bolts, Chex Mix, I made salted pecans, and I made little ham biscuits. And y'all, because, you know, I'm heading over to Atlanta starting tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day. I'm humping it on over there. And y'all, I, what was I saying? Had to get things ready for the Podcasters of America dinner. Don't forget, it's coming up on Thursday. Y'all, by the way, Thursday is also a very important day. Y'all, it's the full moon. And, of course, nothing else important happened on Thursday at all. No, Big Fatty, I can't think of a thing. And anyway, and you know, I've got to have my goodies. Y'all, that's what my family and all do. We just do goodies, you know. And like my oldest niece and her husband will host us for kind of a crema supper. Or I guess it'll be crema lunch. We're going to do that on Saturday. And, you know, I'll go by and see the hats on for right. And y'all, I was looking at the weather over there. Y'all, I saw the words wintry mix. Big Fatty. I may have to get out the super warm camisole for the trip over. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that phone frightens me every time. It's a sweetie sheepie, just go over there. I'll take good care of this. Hello?
Hello.
Happy bacon. Anyway. No.
Congratulations, Brendan in the yuck. In the yuck. Congratulations. So sorry you can't accept your prize. I'm not quite sure how USD doesn't work where you live. I mail USD to people all the time out of the country. I shouldn't say all the time. I haven't done it in a while. But anyway, as a matter of fact, I can tell you guys a story. I don't know. I don't think it'll be okay. I think it will be okay to tell this story. I mailed Hat money once and he has it framed and it hangs on his wall. Anyway, okay, so the money, I don't feel like it's my decision to make because the prize is Brendan's. So how about he come up with a suggestion? The only suggestion I can come up with is maybe the people who did enter and didn't win, maybe they tried to guess how much money was in the bag, and I have a printed receipt and a picture of the screen showing the coins after they were deposited and sorted and counted. And whoever comes closest, because then you could use that as your show art fart, whoever comes closest wins the prize. Otherwise, we are in the end of the year. Maybe we could have a call-in show where people either, you know, give advice for next year or just say something, you know, maybe a gratitude call or something for yourself or someone else or whatnot, something. But anyway, I would let you all decide. So in the meanwhile, I'll just let that money sit in my bank account and earn a penny of interest and go cash it out when it's time to send it to someone. The only option that is not an option is just gifting it to you, fart pants. What? That's not how we play games. Okay, if my daughter would have won, I would have handed the money over to her if she would have been the legitimate winner, which, you know, Charlotte and Charlie were good choices. So anyway, maybe what you should do is if you had 12 entries, how about once a month you change their names? Just kidding. Okay, well, you guys decide. I'm going to be sitting here waiting patiently.
Yeah, that's a young
Woodhaven.
Oh! Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Brendan, she brings up a good point. I think if you have the Venmo, or if you're, she's not going to mail you the bag of coins, she would it would be folding money, if you will. And then you could do the exchange, or we can however you want to handle it. Just let me know, Brendan. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all, Sunday night I watched the 60 minutes and the sports ball and all, and y'all slept like a baby, y'all. It was clean sheet night. Oh, it was lovely. And then got up on Monday morning, had my brufkas, did my, y'all, I couldn't get the Sudoku, but I did my other puzzles and read my e-paper, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Came back, y'all. I had to make some more nuts and bolts. I started bagging everything up in individual servings, and I didn't have enough, so did that. Y'all spent the afternoon washing clothes. Big Fatty, no underpants. Actually, there was one pair of underpants from when I went to the dermatologist, and then. Y'all just been peddling around, got my valise out, ready to pack, and y'all, I think that pretty much
has been Bidet. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today the 2th of December, we have not one but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, both of them podcasters in the past. I miss hearing both of their voices. The first, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show suggesting a Bert and Patty a rap. Y'all, he's part of the trio of Rich, Charlie, and Dan. It's Dan of Flat 29. Big Fatty, we love Dan of Flat 29. We do indeed. And y'all, you heard him on yesterday's Match the Podcasters segment. Y'all, he's part of the... he puts the P in PNS Explosion. Is it Big Fatty? Is it Scott? No. Is it Noah? No. Well, then it must be Pat Powers. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Pat Powers. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Flat 29 Dan or Pat Powers from PNS, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake or pudding. Oh, with the pudding, yes.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Now, y'all, there have been two deaths amongst listeners of the little show. I mentioned earlier, Chris, his father passed away on Thanksgiving Day, and the funeral is being held today, too, I say, Tuesday. But also, over the weekend, y'all learned from Phoenix Dave, that his mother was put into hospice and fairly quickly passed away. But, y'all, it's one of those things. I remember going through this with the hats. And, y'all, there's no right way to handle it or wrong way to handle it. It's just, it's part of life. And we're all going to have to deal with death at some point in our lives. So, y'all, do your best to take care of yourself. That's the best advice I can give you. And be filled with nothing but good memories. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, juicy, y'all, the dancing crema special is on tonight on ABC, and y'all, it might be fun to go over there and take a look at it. You know, I'm sure little Ezra will be there doing his little finger applause, you know, with his fingers and his sons. Yes, Big Fatty, gay as a giggle. It's true. Y'all, speaking of gay as a giggle, or really not gay at all, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Flat 29 mishearing them. And Rich, is there anything you want
to
say?
I'd just like to say here that a formal apology for
Big Fatty.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. Well, people have been apologizing for him for years. Yours is just the next in line.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.